The New Hampshire primary is still more than 9 months away, but with at least 20 Democratic candidates vying to face President Trump in next year's election, campaign season in New Hampshire is already in full swing. Last month, we took the pulse of a few Republican voters in New Hampshire, and recently, WBUR's Bob Oakes sat down with four New Hampshire Democrats to discuss the candidates, their priorities, and how they think Democrats in Congress should handle the Mueller report.
Hi, I'm Melanie Levake, Senator for District 12. I live in Brookline, New Hampshire.
I'm Al Cantor. I live in Concord.
I'm Eva Castillo. I'm an immigrant rights advocate in Manchester.
My name's Josh Denton. I'm a city councilor in Portsmouth.
As we know, in the wake of the Mueller report, the president claims exoneration, as in his view, it shows no collusion. Most Democrats have a different view and want further details aimed, it seems, at whether the president obstructed justice and whether impeachment is in the offing. So I want to know what your take is. Should House Democrats pursue impeachment or focus fully on the legislative agenda they promised voters in 2018?
This is Eva, and I really feel we should not get derailed by this issue and just get to legislation, because this is what our country needs right now.
This is Josh. I think impeachment should trump legislation. Democrats are in the minority in the Senate, and any major legislation that gets passed, it may not pass the Senate and wouldn't be signed by the president.
This is Al. This is an utterly corrupt, frankly, lawless administration, and we can't just sit back and ignore that. I just think, as a constitutional issue, it's the job of Congress to be a check on the executive branch. They can't just say, oh, it's not politically expedient.
We have so many needs in this country. We have a healthcare system that, frankly, is subpar to the rest of the world. We have an education system that is falling apart. Immigration is a total mess. And I'm not saying that we should not investigate, but I think our priority should be foremost to serve our people and stop playing so much party politics.
There are now at least 20 Democratic candidates in the race for president, representing ideological viewpoints ranging from centrism to democratic socialism, if we want to use that word. What kind of candidate should the party nominate to run against Donald Trump in 2020?
I'm a senator in a very diverse district, and one thing that I see very clearly is that we have different types of people. We all want the same thing at the end of the day, but we are different in being liberal and conservative, and I think we need a president who can bring us together, a president for all people, Republicans, Democrats, Independents.
Al and Melanie, you both supported Hillary Clinton in 2016. Al, you said Bernie Sanders turned you off. So who are you looking at now and why?
I mean, I'm looking at everybody. I'm trying to keep an open mind. Bernie has not worked his way into my affection. I don't find him an engaging guy. I don't find him uplifting. The folks who are toward the top of my list right now are Kamala Harris, who I find really charismatic. I can see her being effective in dealing with him one-on-one with Trump. I'm very impressed by the campaign Elizabeth Warren has run. Very issue-oriented, and she's very smart and in person, very warm and funny.
Melanie?
Putting so much of myself into the campaigns of 2008 and 2016, I feel like at this point, my role is to meet all of these candidates and not to jump too quickly to favor one.
So if I asked you for two that have floated to the top of your list, you would say?
Well, can I give you three? Cory Booker, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris.
Eva and Josh, you both supported Bernie Sanders in 2016. Are you with him again? Eva, you start.
I want to see everybody. The only thing that I want to tell the party is to get their act together and support whoever the candidate is, because they're still fighting over Bernie and Hillary. Give me a break, you know. We need to, if we're going to defeat Donald Trump, we need to support whoever it is, even if it was not our first, third, or fifth choice.
I voted for Bernie in the primary, but my first choice by far would have been Elizabeth Warren. Not a day went by in 2016 where I didn't hope she would jump in. And she's definitely towards the top of my list this go around. I've been very impressed with Governor Jay Inslee from Washington. Not only is climate change his number one issue, he voted against the Iraq war, and as a veteran who spent a year over there fighting, that means a lot to me.
All right, let me ask about each of your issues. What for you is the number one issue that might well make or break a candidate for you in the 2020 race, Josh?
Climate change.
Eva?
Immigration.
Al?
I agree about immigration. I agree about climate change. I think integrity and the rule of law.
Melanie?
I'm going to have to go with education because that's the foundation of everything.
Eva, you mentioned immigration. I take it you're quite upset with President Trump's treatment of immigrants.
Not only with President Trump, but with the country in general, there seems to be an awakening of xenophobia and nationalism.
You blame Trump for that?
He was the catalyst. You're not going to create all this xenophobia out of thin air. It was always there. So it really has become very unpleasant. But at the same time, it has strengthened my resolve to keep fighting for my people and fighting for myself.
Al, money in politics, electoral reform.
I'm enough of a realist to understand that the rich and powerful are always going to have more influence than the average person. But the balance is so far off now. And I think whoever we nominate needs to be squeaky clean. And campaign finance reform's got to be on the top of the agenda.
Let me pull back here a little bit. Considering the president's approval ratings are under 40%, what's your biggest fear about whether Democrats can screw this up in 2020?
So my biggest fear is that we'll repeat 2016 and not realize that we all have to get behind whoever is that candidate.
I agree 100%. We have a common enemy that's much bigger than us bickering over whether I like a woman better than a guy or this all of whatever, you know.
My biggest fear isn't necessarily whether or not we could beat Trump. It would be if we elected someone who is pretty much status quo, and they'd be far better than President Trump, but a status quo president I don't think is going to help the country in the next term.
Yeah, I think a successful candidate needs to be something besides not Trump.
Well, let me say goodbye and thank you very much for joining us for this conversation. State Senator Melanie Levesque, telecom consultant who lives in Brookline, New Hampshire, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Eva Castillo, immigrant advocate from Manchester, New Hampshire, thank you.
Thank you.
Josh Denton, Portsmouth, New Hampshire City Councilor, Rock Warvet, thank you.
Thank you.
And Al Cantor, self-employed consultant to nonprofits who lives in my old hometown of Concord, New Hampshire, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.